Great evening, Radio.
So glad to join us tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are live here on Blog Talk. We are here live on Faith and Success Radio 101 FM. I'm so grateful for you to tune in. We have a great show for you tonight. Just wanted to introduce you all to and hope that you all are doing well. We have a Kenyatta E. Gray. She's an amazing author, celebrity. We have her live on the line now. She's a celebrity travel influencer and CEO and flight and stilettos. Listen, y'all, I'm going to bring her right in. I don't want to hesitate another second. We'll be right with you in just a moment. Let's go live with our guest, Kenyatta E. Gray. All y'all that's holding on, hold on a second.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're live on the air. Thank you so much for joining us, Kenyatta. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me tonight.
Awesome. Liz, I hope that all is going well for you in this still this lockdown, this pandemic. So much is going on in the day's time can get away from you if you're not managing your time well. I wanted
That's
to
so
welcome
true.
You. Thank you one more time for joining us. Let's dive right into it.
Hello.
Yeah, everybody. Yes, yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, Kenyatta, yes. You're an author, celebrity, travel influencer. Tell me that all in itself, how does that happen?
Yeah, so the celebrity travel influencer piece came before being an author. I launched a business called Flights and Stilettos in 2018, and shortly thereafter in 2019, I became an author, and I wrote and released three books between October 2019 and March 2020.
Wow, congratulations. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
You had a lot of great content. If you was already traveling and influencing, so that would just give you the content for these three books. I can only imagine you had.
Wow.
The time
you... Yeah. Well, only actually one
wow.
of the books has anything to do with the business.
Okay.
My first book. My first book is. It's called 30 Days. And that is a book that took a look at what I experienced after losing my mom. As you know, I was an only child and she was a single parent. So that's what that book takes a look at. And I actually wrote that initial book because I wanted to honor my mother's legacy. Before she passed away suddenly in 2018, she didn't get to fulfill her dream of becoming an author. And so my writing that book was just my way of going the rest of the way for her to become a published author. So it was a legacy book. It was something to honor her. And then the other two books came after just because I wanted to tell different parts of my life story.
I hear that. Well, we definitely can appreciate the story that comes behind, well, the influence and the power that comes behind being able to tell a legacy story of your mother is so it's an honor, you know, that daughters are still doing that thing that they say they talk about in the Bible, where your children will rise up and call you blessed. And
yes,
it's amazing. So I just applaud you. I apologize. I want to give my condolences to you who, being a mother, you know, losing a mother,
and being a motherless child, and but you was an adult and you had a chance to grow with your mom and be with her and spend time with her.
It's true. I probably would have spent more time with her than I will without. So that's a blessing.
It is. It's amazing. It's always a blessing to be able to be there in that transition state in whichever phase it falls in. Mm-hmm. There's so many, I love the story. So Kenyatta, I just want to, I got so many things I could pick up on. You've done so many amazing things.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us about surviving the trauma and of a single parent.
That's the book that I was just talking about, the one that I wrote to honor my mom's legacy. Yeah.
And there has to be a piece in that book, and the reason I'm calling it out is because you did just lay it out there for us. I'm asking because usually in an author's plight to the journey of telling the tale, you have addiction.
The takeaway that I want what I want people to take away from the book is to follow their inner voice, because probably a year or so before my mom transitioned, I was getting these messages that I never normally would have gotten, and there were different kinds of messages. And I know it sounds kind of weird, but, you know, it's something that I thought about in retrospect after she passed. And so an example would be, you know, I just had this overwhelming urge to spend more time with my mom than I normally would. A couple of weeks prior to her death, there were some things like she wanted me to go to a doctor's appointment with her on a random day when I normally would be at work. But something said, go to that appointment. That would have been that's the last appointment that I went with her to. We had lunch, you know, she didn't want to go back to work after that appointment. I was like, okay, Mom, well, you know, let's go hang out. Let's go have lunch at our favorite place. I followed my inner voice and did that. That happened to have been our last meal together before she got sick. So it's all about finding, you know, listening to your inner voice, because it's guiding you and it's telling you something for a reason. And then after that, it's about, you know, after my mom transitioned and I started to think about how I was going to keep her memory alive. And so it's all about trying to find ways to keep your loved one's memory alive, you know, whether it's like in my case, writing a book, if they were a gardener, keep their garden going, just finding different ways to keep their memory alive. Sometimes for people, it's very traumatic to, you know, talk about their loss. And it's almost like, you know, after they lose that person that they just stop existing. For me, it's the exact opposite. I have to talk about her. I have to do things where I feel like I'm honoring her. I'm contributing to her legacy, because it makes the loss bearable. And I feel like she's still with me. So I like to push the message to not abandon their spirit. Just because they're not here in the physical, they definitely are here in the spiritual realm. Do not abandon their spirit. So those are some of the key takeaways that I would want someone that has experienced a traumatic loss to walk away with, knowing after I experienced the same thing.
Wow, that is mind-blowing all in itself. And such a phenomenal way that you've expressed that. And I can appreciate the sensitivity and the message, because truly, you know, especially now during this pandemic time, so many people have lost loved ones and haven't been able to say goodbye and or be able to go and see them again and can't even remember the last meal. So it's important, like you said, to hold on to your memories and keep your loved ones alive. We appreciate you. You're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, when we talk about life, love, and relationships. I am your host, Mishan, and Gigi Watson, my co-host, and you're listening to our exclusive lovely author. Kenyatta E. Gray, and we are just having a grand time and just talking about some real talk, you know, just it's not easy bouncing back. And so we appreciate the strength and the courage that it takes to tell your story and to honor your mom and to be able to even share with us here and our listening audience, you know, that last meal, what a such a precious, delicate memory, and what an honor, a way to honor your mother's legacy and her life by being able to, you know, write a tale that helps other people guide them through that transitional period. So we truly appreciate
you.
That's amazing.
Thank
you. So is there any particular moment that you and mom shared that is so dear that you haven't spoken out loud?
Do you mean when she was sick in the hospital or just in growing up? Is there a particular...
I mean, at any point in life. See, because that's the whole thing about legacy. It doesn't have a beginning or end. It can stay.
Right.
So,
no, you know, my mother loved me in such a way that it's unmatched. My mother believed in me. She was my biggest advocate. My mother sacrificed everything for me as a single parent. And, you know, I think a lot of times when people lose a parent or any loved one, the first thing that they think about is, or the first thing that you feel is that loss of love, right? You know that you're just not going to feel that anymore. But for me, and what I choose to believe is that her love is still in the universe. It still exists. Just because her body isn't here, all that love that she had for me, all of those prayers that she prayed for me, I'm still covered. And so that's how I choose to believe. That's what I choose to believe. And it's enabled me to really cope and manage, like I said, with her loss, because my mother was adopted. So, and her adoptive parents passed away before I was even born. She has no blood relatives. I was her only blood relative. So when I lost my mom, that's it. There's no grandma that looks like her. There's no aunt that looks like her. I lost everything. And so, you know, and that's even another reason why it's imperative for me to try to keep her legacy alive, because if I don't do it, who else is there that's going to
you
remember my mom? Yeah.
Right.
And so it's all of those reasons, but I don't even know if it was anything that she said. It's just the way that my mother made me feel.
I love that. That's a great story. That's a great experience. That's a great relationship, you know. It's I don't even have words for unique beauty and true love, because that's a love story of a parent and child. And when a mother can love a child beyond death, and that child still grows strength from all that parent has given and poured and imparted into them, and be able to build on that is great legacy all in itself.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amazing. Okay. So, wow. We get these great, great stories, and we so appreciate you, again, being the only child, and not just being the only child and suddenly losing your mother, and being able to find the strength to write a story honoring her love, her great love for you, her only child, and to carry that on. And like you said, there is no other family members. It was just you and mom. It was an adopted child, and that's a hard journey to walk. But, you know, that's not abnormal. A lot of people have lived that story. And the beauty is that, girl, you're here, and you
that's
can share
right.
her. You know, oh my God.
That's
okay,
right.
So let me get my phone. I apologize. I'm your host, and that's what I do. Okay.
love reading amazing stories. I love interviewing amazing people. So a little bit about okay, so we're talking about Arthur, celebrity Arthur Kenyatta. E. Gray, who has just blessed us tremendously with this phenomenal story of her life and legacy of her mom. And not only that, but just being able to be a travel influence, celebrity travel influence, and the CEO of Flight and Stilettos. Like, y'all, we got to hear a little bit more about Flight and Stilettos, because my mind went to running wild with that one. I think I wrote a book like probably like 20 pages in my head right there. Go.
Yes.
So if you will, Kenyatta, inspire our young and inspiring listeners, period. How did Flight and Stilettos come about? And you said for them not to give up on their dreams. Talk to us about
exactly
that.
Exactly. So Flights and Stilettos is literally based on my real life travel style of traveling glamorously through the airport. Yes, I literally wear stilettos, but even more than that, it's about inspiring women or people in general, travelers in general, to put their best selves forward in traveling. The concept itself is not new because, as you know, back in the 50s, 60s, 40s, women used to get dressed up when they traveled. It was a big thing. And so during my travels over the last couple of years, I see people that look like they're more ready to go to bed than they are traveling. And so it's like, really, is that really putting your best self forward? And so it's just all about, you know, really being, you know, we put a lot of effort into planning the perfect trip, making sure the, you know, hotel is going to meet our expectations. But travel style is somewhere in the middle, and for some people, it's just not that important. You throw some flip-flops in the suitcase, and you're like, I'm good, you know. But it's, you know, really about putting some thought into, you know, how you're showing up and what is your best self. And so that's really the gist of what Flights and Stilettos is about. And so through my line, Flights and Stilettos is a business. It's also a travel blog, and it's a brand. And so I launched, and I actually had my official launch party today, and I launched a line of beach towels. They're called the Glam Girl Beach Towels. And so these beach towels are designed with images that depict women of color in a very stylish and sophisticated manner at the beach. And so I was getting ready for a trip, and there was just no beach towel that I thought that was going to match the level of energy that I felt I was going to serve on this trip. And so it just came to me, you know, why don't I create beach towels that I think represent me, represent us, represent the American, Black American experience? You'll find a lot of beach towels that are very, very Afrocentric. That's not necessarily my experience, so I try to, you know, create beach towels that kind of come in the middle that the average American woman can be like, oh, I can relate to that. And so that is my biggest product, and that's my own branded product. And so I'm really happy that I've been able to launch the second generation of those beach towels today.
That's what's up. Being a travel business owner myself, I truly get it. That's what it's about, being able to take what already exists and profitable at turkey business and then elevate it and then innovate it. You know, that's
true.
Beautiful.
Thank you. It's so true.
Right? Like, so being able to expand on that, I want to call that it is what it is. It's a boss lady thing, you know? A woman walking through the airport in stilettos, doing a thing, right? You got to give honor where honor is due. Kenyatta, tell us a little bit about, we know that celebrities who have show support show support on your 30-day book, the memoir, and Yaddy,
Smith, CEO of EDL Magazine and TV personality.
Yeah.
And then TV personality Antoine Von Boozer and CEO of New Jersey largest radio station Time to Grind, Madison.
Time
hey,
to
I'm
Grind,
just, let me go ahead and get this plug. Celebrity podcast. Is it Peeler Scratch? Pilar? What is
yes,
it? Pilar?
Pilar.
Pilar. I don't want to say nobody. Pilar Scratch. And it's
Pilar Scratch, yes.
Public relations expert and always Asia Radio One personality, just to name a few.
Okay.
Rising in Success. Kenyatta's book has been featured on a variety of press outlets such as Urban Magazine, Media Mogul, iHeartRadio, and Pandora, The Madison J Show, and Fashion. D Magazine, and now right here on Mind Blown with Michonne L. and Gigi Watson, where we talk about life, love, and relationships right here on Faces of Success Radio 101.1 FM. So now I got that plug in. So we got just a few more minutes left, and I just want to give you the opportunity to share your experiences with the travel and what you with the things that's going on today with the, you know, with the COVID and everything, how is the travel business and what's your recommendation to people who want to get back out there and start socializing?
Yeah, so, you know, right now I would just, what I'm doing is I'm taking it slow. I'm not going to do any international traveling this year. I'm looking more at destinations within my state, to be very honest with you, because right now it's just, you know, it goes up and down, you know, with what's going on with the virus, and it's just not worth it. So to me, it's like, you know, look at these different unique travel experiences or these different kinds of experiences and things that you haven't even really experienced in your own community, in your own neighborhood. Maybe, you know, create a park day or, you know, just do something that's with local that you don't have to travel and really risk, you know, getting yourself into a situation that you would regret. So right now I would say just kind of hold tight on any real significant traveling and just look at what's in your local state or what's in the surrounding states. You know, I talk to a lot of friends and they're like, we're going to the beach. I'm like, what beach? And they're like, oh, no, just Virginia Beach, which is like an hour away. I'm like, oh, okay. And so just more like those kind of staycations. And, you know, you have to just still take all of the precautions.
We appreciate you so much. And that was definite good advice. Now, I have something that I just learned about just recently in the last 2 days. That Amtrak is owned by our current administration president, and they're having some troubles in the tunnels. And I like taking Amtrak is when I travel, when sometimes I don't want to drive. And so it's really amazing that that Amtrak is crying out about tunnels collapsing or needing repairs. And, you know, this is part of our business. So I was just wondering, you know, keep an eye out on that because our travelers, you know, it's part of our responsibility to make sure that they have a great traveling experience. So,
that's right.
And so I appreciate you. Even if you're not going too far, like you said, if you just stand within your state, you know, and you stand within your city, and you're just being creative, you know, because people get stir crazy.
Yeah, people do get stir crazy, and I totally get that. But we got to be safe.
Right. Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question to ask you. Okay, you say you have no family, you're just by yourself. Do you have any children?
Well, I am married. I have a wife. And I have two adult children and one grandson.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
what's up? Because you
that's
know what?
Beautiful.
I wrote a statement out today, and it was like, man should not be alone. And we have so many people who cannot be honest. And today, and congratulations on the LGBTQ. I don't want to get all the acronyms wrong.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Being able to get your rights and being able to live in the open, free, without the worry of losing your job, even being in the public, you know, being a radio announcer, broadcaster, TV personality, those kind of things, people were worried about losing their jobs. And I have a community of folks who they can't even, it's like they're still in shell shock, like, wait, you sure? Like,
right,
I'm not going to say
right.
So people are living in the unknown and fear of what, but congratulations again to the community that have fought so hard for the rights of gay, lesbian, bi, transgender, I hope I got them all. Anyhow, community.
I know, there are a lot of different groups. But
yeah,
that's what my
yeah.
second book is about, Passing It Straight. That my second book. Yep.
Uh-huh. And so that's you have a wife and Robin Roberts was celebrated today on the news of being gay and black, because black gay American women and men now, especially transgender, is now being recognized and respected. And I think that's what's needed across the board.
It's true. Yeah.
So I just appreciate that you being able to incorporate your family now. And it must be like is it like a weight lifted? Is it a deep breath? Is it breathe, inhale, exhale? What does that feel like for you guys? For your family?
What does what feel like?
The deliberation.
The celebrating
of the community. And how far
you mean for
gone?
Pride Month?
Yes.
Oh, okay, for Pride. Yeah, but you know, we've been together for 17 years, and we've been married for three years.
Good.
So this is just a normal part of our life. This is just, it, you know, we're like old now, so we don't get really worked up about Pride and stuff like that, because it's like been there, done that. This is just our normal life, and
right.
We are certainly glad to hear about, you know, the new laws that have been passed. With my wife, her family owns one of the largest businesses in Washington, D.C., black-owned businesses in Washington, D.C., so she never had to worry about employment discrimination issues, and actually neither did I. I never experienced anything like that. However, I know that people have, and so I am glad about that new legislature. I mean, you know, that's something to celebrate. No one should fear, you know, losing their job because of who they love.
Yeah, especially when it's one of the biggest part of your community event is your travel experience, COVID. And so, you know, that's important because that's the only place people can feel safe.
Right.
So,
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the growth of these Americas today. But we want to thank you once again. Our exclusive interview right here on Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship with Kenyatta E. Gray. Oh, my God, celebrity, my God, travel influencer and CEO of Fight and Stilettos and author of 30 Days.
Absolutely.
Y'all, can you tell us where to find you at, and where to pick up your books at? Oh, you got the first three. Give us a plug.
Okay, sure. So all of my books are actually on my website, and my website is very easy. It's kenyattagray.com. And I am on Instagram as well, and my Instagram handle is @kenyattagray, the author. And then if you're interested in any of the travel Inspire products, the Glam Girl Beach Towel. My website is flightsinstilettos.com, and my Instagram handle is the same, at flightsinstilettos.
All right, y'all. I want to give y'all the biggest applause for standing through this time. I want to congratulate you, Kenyatta, on all your great success and all your experiences.
Me too.
Hope to meet up with you when it gets clear.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
mm-hmm.
indeed.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. It's been an honor to speak with you both this evening. I know it's you're in California time. It's like 10:30 here.
It's 9:43 here in Houston, Texas.
Oh, you're in Houston, Texas.
Okay, I'm originally from, I was born and raised in San Francisco, California. But I'm out here right there with my hubby in Houston, Texas.
Oh.
This is his hometown.
In
trying
Houston.
To get back to like California.
Oh, nice. Well, I know it's
I'm
nice
in California.
Houston, too, though. Well, I hope you make it back there.
Thank you.
Well,
you're welcome.
You ladies have a wonderful night. You guys be blessed. Stay safe. Keep your hands washed. Social distance is a must, and keep the masks on, y'all. It's important that we stay healthy for the rest of the world.
Amen.
It's some tough times, but policies is changing. So if you got some ideas and you think that we need to put into place, this is that time to write those statements up and them claims and the policy recommendations so that we take part of what's happening in our Americas and not just sit back and just talk about it, but be about it. Kenyatta, we appreciate you. We love you. Come back anytime.
Thank you.
We will hook up again soon. I think there's so much more to uncover with you. Thank you for sharing your life with us, your life stories, and your mom's legacy. Thank you so much again from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate you and wish you the best.
The pleasure's all mine, and thank you. Love you both, too. Have a good night.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
My
Michonne?